my name is Jim Hockaday. Welcome to Adventures in Grace. I encourage you to enjoy this short video. Each week as we come to you, the purpose of this program is to help you to develop a real, tangible relationship with God. Also, for you to receive answers to your prayers. And third, for you to be able to share with others the wonderful testimonies you've received from the Lord. Well, this is our first in a series that we are starting right now about acknowledging the Lord. And this fits right into Adventures in Grace. The reason why we chose this first, and there's so many things we want to share with you, is because we want you to begin immediately to develop a relationship with God where you're beginning to hear Him and sense His presence and He's becoming real to you. Let me give you a little quick testimony of one of the young gals that listened to a radio show called The Abiding Presence that you can find on jimhockaday.com, my website, and there's 266 archive videos that you can download for free. The show was also with a friend of mine that has gone on to be with the Lord now, but his name was BJ Rickard. What a wonderful man. And he was a cowboy through and through, a very colorful individual, but my, did he have a wonderful relationship with God that was so real and tangible. We did that radio show together for 5 years. So that's where all those archive videos come from. Well, this one young lady, her name was Tatiana, and she sent in a testimony one day, and it went like this. I was invited over to my friend's house, and when I got there, my friend was watching a movie and said, oh, come on the couch, sit with me, we're going to watch this movie. And she said, just briefly, because my heart, I didn't want to watch a movie. And if you're wondering how old she is, I think she was about 8 years old at the time. And she just said a little prayer underneath her breath. God, I don't want to watch a movie. I want to go to the park where I can find evidence of you. The moment she said that, the TV turned off. The little girl grabbed her remote and started clicking on that remote to try to get the TV back on. I said, something happened to my TV. At the same time, Grandma came from the back room where she obviously wouldn't have heard her little prayer. And she said, girls, I have a wonderful suggestion for us. Let's go to the park. I think we're going to enjoy ourselves. And little Tatiana just lifted up her eyes and said, thank you. Can God be that real? Can He really, if you will, get right into the fabric of our life and kind of mess with us and change things and rearrange things and make life amazing for us so that it's so easy to connect with Him? And the answer is absolutely yes. So as we start this little series here, it'll probably be maybe four little episodes here on acknowledgement, a part of the bigger series, which is Adventures in Grace. Let me start right here in Ephesians 3 and verse 2. You heard me say this the last time as I ended our introduction. And it goes like this. It talks about the dispensation of God's grace, where we look over in, if you will, over in Paul's message in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 2, where Paul says this, for this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which was given to me for you. So what is Paul saying right there? But he's saying that I have a special message to talk about God's grace. And it's wrapped up in this dispensation, meaning a time period. And that's the whole new covenant. From the book of Acts until Christ comes again, this is the dispensation of God's grace, where you could say it like this, anybody and everybody. The scriptures over in Romans chapter 10, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, whosoever is anyone that wants to have a personal relationship with God, they can have it because of what Jesus Christ has done in the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension on high to heaven. Because of His finished work and what He's accomplished, there is a relationship that we can have where we can get our prayers answered and literally stack up testimony after testimony after testimony of what the Lord has done for us. You know, if you ask an individual who's been saved, quote unquote, for years and years and years, have you ever experienced the Lord Jesus in your life? And I would say probably a good majority of them would raise their hand and say, yes, I've had an experience with the Lord. And if you ask them, well, when was that? Well, most of them would revert back most likely many years before where they actually had an experience. Well, 1942, I had my first experience. And you would say to them, of course, you're glad for any experience. Thank God you did experience the Lord. Yes, you did. That's wonderful. But then you'd also want to say, and you didn't want another? And I know that they would be looking at you like, well, what do you mean? And the question would be, well, if you had one amazing experience and it really changed your life, oh, it did, it changed my life. Well, don't you want another experience? And I bet you the majority of people would think to themselves, if they didn't say it out loud, you mean you could have another experience? Folks, living with Jesus is a daily experience. Hearing his voice, recognizing his presence, having answers to your prayers, living out of the word of God and the truth that we learn from the word of God, as well as living out of the relationship and the truth you gain from your relationship, is an everyday, all day long experience. Now, I know this is new to us. It is to me. I didn't grow up like this. To some degree, I did have that kind of relationship with the Lord, read my Bible every day, went through prayers every day. But really and truly, you were almost brought to believe that a relationship with God was kind of connected to a building that you went to that was called a church that met on Sundays at 10, 10:30, or 11 o'clock in the morning. Almost as though God was limited to the time frame that we gave him between 10 and 12 o'clock. And of course, you've got to get out right at 12 or you'd be antsy, you'd be ready to leave. Almost as though he only had that amount of time right there to affect our lives. When the real truth of the answer is, he should be a part of our lives all day long. I think that's really good. I won't go too much longer, but I do want to read this here because we're not getting as far as we need to, but we're going to, so stay with us. Hebrews 8, verse 10 through 12 in the Message. No, not every scripture I give you is going to be the Message Bible. And for some of you that might not like the Message Bible, my opinion is, and I'm sorry to sound like this, please just get over it. It's okay. We're not desecrating the King James or the New King James. Amen. We're just giving a scripture here that in the Message seems to highlight the passage really well of what the King James says and many other different translations that we use. We want to be very accurate with the scriptures. Amen. But it says here in verse 10, this new plan I'm making with Israel isn't going to be written on paper, isn't going to be chiseled in stone. This time I'm writing out the plan in them, carving it on the lining of their hearts. I'll be their God. They'll be my people. They won't go to school to learn about me or buy a book called God in 5 Easy Lessons. Did you hear what that said? That's really, really interesting, isn't it? Because for the most part, I think we've been trained to believe that unless we do have a book with 5 easy lessons or go to school to learn about God, there's no way that we can actually accurately learn about him. That particular part of the relationship, because we do have a relationship with God's word, but God's word leads you into relationship with God. Let's go on. They'll all get to know me firsthand, the little and the big, the small and the great. They'll get to know me by being kindly forgiven with the slate of their sins forever wiped clean. Now, why would that allow us to have this kind of relationship? Well, because God was talking about coming out of the Holy of Holies and out of the Ark of the Covenant, where there was a big veil. And when Jesus died on the cross, that veil was rent from the top to the bottom. An angel rent that veil. It was so thick, a man couldn't have pulled it apart. God severed that veil. The Holy Ghost came out of the Ark of the Covenant, the Holy of Holies, so that he could come and live inside of your heart. This is the great mystery of the church. Christ now is living in you, the hope of glory. And hope of glory doesn't mean I'm hoping someday for the glory. It means now you get to use it every single day. That's part of this message of grace. Not only knowing that God's grace and his influence exists, but experiencing it and enjoying it, and enjoying it so much that you want to experience it again until you're able to actually begin to use the grace of God or the influence of God in your life to benefit others. I know we haven't gotten real, real far here. I definitely want to get further. But I'm telling you, we're going to go ahead and stop right now, and I'll give you an instance of God's grace that was so amazing and wonderful real quick before we stop today. And that is, we were just recently at a church in Colorado, and it was so fun to be, because we live here in Colorado, to be able to go to and minister at a church that wasn't too far away, just about an hour and 20 minutes away. And we were ministering that night, and this young gal came up. My wife probably said she was around 19 years of age, and actually her boyfriend was behind her. He was one of the catchers and all. And she came up, and she was kind of laughing, crying, crying, laughing. I don't know which to say was more predominant. But she said, something's happening with my hips. And so Aaron laid her hands on her, and I prayed. And all of a sudden, you could see the look on her face because all the pain disappeared. And I said, isn't that kind of cool that the pain's just disappeared? She said, yes. I said, so what was the problem? She said, well, I'm a dancer. And 2 years ago, I was in a car accident. And I haven't been able to wake up one single day in the last 2 years where I haven't been in excruciating pain, where it's been extremely difficult for me to even get out of bed. And I said, so you haven't been doing any dancing, obviously, in the last 2 years. She said, no. And I said, well, it's pretty cool that the Lord's just touched your body, isn't it? And she said, yeah, it is. And obviously, she wasn't used to this. And her boyfriend was saying the same thing in the background. He's going, oh, my God, this is so cool. This is so amazing. Why? Because God's grace was touching her. It's healing power. That was his grace. So I looked at her and I said, well, what kind of thing haven't you done in 2 years that you should do right now that would show all of us that you've been healed? She says, well, probably the splits. Of course, I wasn't even thinking, and Aaron wasn't either, until later she reminded me. She said, Jim, listen, if she hadn't done the splits in 2 years, usually just to do them, you would have to warm up. This girl didn't even warm up. She got down on one knee on the ground, took a chair and put it in front of her at an angle, lifted up her other leg and put her other leg straight on that chair. And then she pushed her other leg backwards. And when she did, she inverted. And Aaron and I are standing there listening to her bones pop in her hips. She came out of that split, and with the biggest smile on her face, she was like, oh my gosh, I'm healed, I'm healed. I said, well, since you haven't been able to get out of bed without pain, I said, won't it be amazing tomorrow to get out of bed and jump out of bed, take off running around the room if you'd like, to show you that you'll never have to have this pain ever again? She said, that would be amazing. And the very next day, I was there again doing a school at this church. And one of the ladies came to me and she said, I got the testimony today that she jumped out of bed. She was completely free of pain. She ran around the room and she's so excited that Jesus is her healer. I'm telling you, that is an experience of grace. We're going to share experiences with you every single week so that you'll get used to the things that you're experiencing most of the time, but don't realize that it's God's influence on your life. And the more you realize it's God, the more you begin to allow him to be a part of your life. I'm telling you, this is going to grow and grow and grow, even as Peter said, 2 Peter 3, until God is so real to us and we're able to tell anybody and everybody, look what the Lord has done for us. Well, as you're watching, if you'd like to watch on YouTube, just be sure to subscribe. You can look at the bottom of the screen to find the YouTube channel there. Just click subscribe so that you can get weekly updates. And of course, if you're going to Facebook, you can go to Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page, not just Jim Hockaday, my personal page, but go to the ministry page. And of course, you can get updates there as well. If you'd like to go to the website, it's just simply jimhockaday.com. We'd love for you to share with us what these videos are meaning to you. Share them around with anybody and everybody you can, because I believe in this last day before Jesus comes, the ministry of the gospel will obviously be through the ministers that God calls, but the ministers that God calls are also the body of Christ. And I believe the body of Christ will begin to preach the message through their experiences with Jesus. And they'll be able to share truth, not only in word, but also in deed. And people will receive Christ like never before. This is exciting. Stay with us week after week. Bless you. Love you. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.